Chapter 4. The next morning when I came downstairs to the store, Selma's bee house wasn't on the drying shelf. The sign was still there. All my bee houses were lined up on the shelf, just as I'd left them, but Selma's was gone. Beside me, Caleb Dow and Jacob Dunlap were fixing their coffee at the coffee station. "I know," Caleb said to Jacob as he poured sugar into his cup. "If the town had fixed it right the first time. Good morning, Lily. We wouldn't be in this mess." "Hey, Lucky." Jacob ran his hand over Lucky's head before picking up a little wooden coffee stirrer. "Didn't I tell you that? It's gonna cost twice as much because they tried to cut corners." As soon as I had Lucky settled under my table, I turned and headed for the front of the store, bumping Caleb on my way. "Careful, Lily. This is hot." Pepper was ringing up Mrs. Putney, buying some milk. Usually I wouldn't interrupt, but Pepper, one of the bee houses that is drying is missing. Do you have it? He grinned. "Do you mean that razzle-bedazzled one? I sold it." My mouth dropped open. "You sold it? To who?" "Have a nice day now," Pepper said to Mrs. Putney. "I hope your company enjoys their trip to Bar Harbor. You tell them to get there early. It can be hard to find parking downtown in the afternoon." I squeezed my lips shut, waiting for her to leave. But as soon as I heard the bell ring over the door, the words rushed out. "Who bought the bee house?" "I don't know the lady's name," Pepper said. "Just a tourist passing through. She came in to pay for her gasoline, and she saw that fancy bee house. She wanted it bad. So I checked to see if the paint was dry, and it was." "Didn't you show her the others?" I asked. "The ones for sale up by the gardening supplies?" "I did, but she had her heart set on that flashy one. She called it art." I felt a little sour that the lady didn't think mine were art. Still, a sale was a sale. Every bit of money was help. When 3 o'clock came, Lucky knew Selma was there before I did. Maybe he could smell her, or maybe he already knew her footsteps. But I heard his tail thump on the floor.